the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show. Yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. It is the 14th of December, the year of our Lord, 2024. And this is the Stephen Roy Podcast. Without dilly-dallying, let's go ahead and do the Rumble video. It's great to be with you here today. As most of you, we are running errands before Christmas. We'll talk a little bit about what Christmas means to me and so much more. So I hope you enjoy it. Got some good music queued up as always. And well, of course, we'll play lots of good stuff in the second hour. You know what that means, right? The rant-free second hour. Yeah. Let me get a swig of water and then we'll do the Rumble. Isn't that good radio? Sure is. Let's take these headphones off before I forget, as I usually do. Move the microphone a little bit. I had it pushed back before the show started. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for the 14th of December, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's great to be with you here. This is the Stephen Roy Rumble. Yes, that is my real name, Stephen Roy.
Is that your real name?
Yeah, it really is my real name. It's great to be with you here. As most of you, we are preparing for Christmas. And, well, what does Christmas mean to me? It's Christmas. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about celebrating the birth of Jesus. No, it's not about Santa Claus, although... last night, Dee and I watched Red One. If you haven't seen it, it's free on Prime now. And at first, I was having trouble staying awake because I'm old. And we had some fun last night. We went to the Ranching Heritage Center at Texas Tech. I think tonight's the only other night they're doing that. And it's worth saying, if you haven't been there, you probably see more during the day. But they have like a candlelight trail that goes through the whole place. It was fun. It was good to get out. Then went and grabbed a bite to eat on the way home, and we got errands to run today. As most of you do this holiday season, we'll go to the big box store that rhymes with Bosco, and we're going to drop off presents for a family that we adopted to make their children have a wonderful Christmas. And anyway, it is the season, right? It's the season of giving. It's not all about you. Just like it's not all about me. So I tell people I don't want them to get me anything. I really don't. I mean, thank you if you do, but I really don't. If you could give me a 7-figure broadcasting job, that would be good. That would be a good Christmas present. So let's go ahead and go to the X, where you can follow me at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where the X and the Rumble is, at Stephen Roy Radio. Saw some stuff this morning we've got to mention. You know, the traitors, the rhino traitors that are in Congress and the hacks, the rhino hacks that are in D.C. just make me sick.
What a rhino, Diva?
Well, a rhino is a Republican in name only, okay? They act like they're a conservative Republican, but they're not. They're a sellout traitor. Why do you say that, Stephen? Because they don't care about what happens to the United States of America. All they care about is themselves, advancing themselves. Why do you think the United States government is the largest money laundering operation in the history of planet Earth? Because that money goes right back into the hands of both rhinos and leftist idiots. They're all idiots if they take payoffs. Why do you think Mrs. Lindsey Grahamnesty wants money to continue going to Ukrainistan? Because it's going in his pocket. That's why. How do you think that the leftist idiot child, AOC, went to D.C. with nothing and is now a multimillionaire? How do you think that works? It's called corruption. Just like the bribe and crime family has been taking payoffs probably for 50 years. Now, this is something that doesn't surprise me, but it still disgusts me. There was massive fraud again. And why should we be surprised with the Hobbit in the governor's mansion? Yeah, this is the same idiot that laughed her A off when she was when she received the oath of office. Yeah, will you uphold the Constitution of the United States? Yeah! that's the Hobbit. That's the Hobbit. There was fraud in the there was massive fraud in 2020. There was fraud in 2022. And now we know there was massive fraud in Maricopa County in 2024. And that's why Carrie Lake was not elected to the United States Senate. She wasn't elected as governor. She wasn't elected to the Senate. She was elected governor. She was elected a United States senator. But the massive fraud in Arizona stand did everything they could to stop her from taking the oath of office. This from Michelle. U.S. Senate can declare Carrie Lake won Arizona due to massive Maricopa County election misconduct and maladministration. 130,000 missing ballots, erased results, illegal recounts, 47% ballot rejection rate. You remember in 2020 when they didn't reject anything in Arizona, Stan? Now there's a 47% rejection rate. What does that tell you? They rejected the ballots they didn't want to vote for the people that they didn't want in office. Only takes one senator to call for investigation. Yeah, you're right, Michelle. You're right. And what did I write? I'm looking at my replies. Am I not? Yes. Thought I replied to that. I guess I didn't. My reply is, there is massive fraud. There is fraudlection in Arizona, Stan. And if the people of Arizona keep allowing this BS, I mean, think about it. How is it possible that President Trump got a massive victory in Arizona, Stan, but there was a massive loss for Carrie Lake? I don't believe it. It's BS. It's fraudlection. And the Hobbit is the one responsible for it. Makes me sick. Speaker Mike Johnson said he was ending backroom deals, but reports are he's negotiating a $50 billion of new spending and carrying big pharma priorities with Bernie Sanders, that's the communist Bernard Sanders, Plug Schumer, and the turtle behind closed doors. No one has read the bill. It's all being done in secret. More importantly, why is Mikey considering giving Biden a legislative victory, a Christmas present, right before President Trump takes over? The speaker has rightly said that Republicans are better off waiting until President Trump is in office to gain leverage on any negotiations. What has changed? I'll tell you what's changed. From the moment Mikey Johnny was elected Speaker of the House, he was seen walking down the stairs in the Capitol with Paul Rhino. Paul Rhino, that's the traitor that was Speaker for 5 minutes and did nothing to advance President Trump's agenda. Paul Rhino, the traitor that has destroyed Faux News. Ever since he was on the board of Faux News, he has done his best to absolutely destroy it. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Gunther Engelmann says Speaker Johnson is trash. Mike Engelmann says Speaker Johnson is uniparty. Stop the Ukraine money laundering operation now. Yes, that's why Mikey Johnny's doing it. He's trying to get as much money laundering done now through continuing resolution before President Trump takes office. Now think about how ridiculous this is. There has not been a United States budget. Congress has not passed a budget since President George W. Bush was in office. That's right. For some 20 years, they have not passed a budget in the United States Congress. They have been funding this government through continuing resolution. What is that?
What's a CR? What's a continuing resolution?
It's just a bill that went through Congress to continue running the government without accountability. Do you remember when you were young? I remember when I was a teenager, I remember them printing the budget. You remember that? The budget was a book about that thick, and they print about a gazillion of them so they could be distributed all over the country. You remember that? Well, that hasn't happened in what, 20 plus years, 20 years? It's disgusting. Let me do something else that is awesome for TV and radio. Probably better for radio than TV. You don't see anything on the radio, you just hear it. Kind of like a fart in church. Rugman says, I trust Speaker Mikey about as much as I trust Bribin. That's right. I trust Dumas Aviche more than I trust Bribin and these frickin' sellouts. I'm going to type that. I trust Dumas Ceviche. I always mess up the spelling of that, but then it corrects me. It's C-E-V-I-C-H-E. I trust Dumas Ceviche more than I trust Trust, not Trist. It's not a tryst. It's a tryst what they're doing in Washington. I trust Dumas Ceviche more than I trust this slide house. If I can spell, it's not horse, it's house. If I could spell house. I trust Dumas Ceviche more than I trust this house, this slide house, and 99%. Of Congress critters. You ever seen those polls that say that people trust cockroaches more than they do Congress? I love that rating. I trust cockroaches more than I do Congress. And then I'm gonna tag Choice Newman because he's from Choice Woodman. Sorry, Choice Newman. Choice is from Dumas. That's why it's funny. He got sick once on Dumas Ceviche, which is where that came from. So what else is going on? Now I clicked the wrong thing. Okay, we're back on replies. Look at this. This is a scene from Pennsylvania. Can you see it? Look at this scene of homeless people and people so stoned on drugs, they're like, there's just zombies. Sitting there like this. You see that? That's the scene. In leftist ran cities of failure. That's what the scene looks like. I post all kinds of great videos and all kinds of wonderful stuff on the X. Like this one. This one from Joyful. We are never more like Jesus than when we are serving him or others. There is no higher calling than to be a servant. And she's quoting Nancy Lee DeMoss. And that's the truth. And I do follow her, Joyful. I post fun stuff all the time. Did you hear that this dork might be leaving X?
Oh, I knew I'd guess why I couldn't sleep well last night. He's leaving X.
I said, well, minus one cray-cray leftist traitor. Shouldn't he be taking his TDSA to another country? Where is this massive exodus? You know, all these celebrities, all these artists that said they were leaving this country. Where is the mass exodus? I'm just wondering, because I think I've only seen one or two actually leaving the United States. I think the rest of them are full of crap. Absolutely. I don't know what this tweet is even in response to, but I like it. Now that we the people have entered the fray en masse, it might be more decisive than anything in history. I don't know why I'm coughing. Got a dry cough. I don't cough at night, only when my throat is dry. Conservatives have found their voice on X, and we are the ones that are ultimately going to clean house. That's right. You can't get away with crap like you did even a few years ago. Now, when you pull S, guess what? It's on the X. We should all thank Elon Musk for buying X. Because if it wasn't for that, I doubt very seriously we would have had our own voice. Because I remember what it was like before Elon bought X. Bookface was basically worthless. I mean, I spent more time in Bookface jail than I was actually allowed to post stuff. That started in 2012, when Malbama was running for re-election in 2012, and Mittens basically blew the election. Don't think I don't forget. It was only 12 years ago, and I remember that fraud election night. It was because Mittens was a fraud. I remember he kicked Malbama's A in the first debate, and then he was told, "Oh, you can't be mean like that. No, 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 you can't be like that." And then he went wimpy the rest of the campaign, non-campaign, and then what were we stuck with? Another 4 years of a leftist traitor. I'm not judging him that he's gay, that he went to bathhouses in Chicago. That's not my place to judge him for that. And I don't care that Michael is a transsexual. I don't care. I don't. Just don't act like you're some heterosexual straight couple, okay? Just don't do it because you're not. Don't lie to the American people. You face East Mecca 5 days a week, 5 days a week, five times a day, and then try to pretend you're a Christian? You sit in a church for 25 years listening to anti-American hate, hating white people? And you expect me to believe you're a Christian? No, you are not. You know, there was Korans all over the slide house. And Bathhouse Barry had male suitors visit him at all hours of the night. This was documented in two books by Secret Service agents. They treated the Michael and Bathhouse Barry treated the Secret Service so bad that it was a punishment if you got put on that detail. And then when President Trump took office, Secret Service agents were begging to be on his detail because President Trump and Melania treat Secret Service agents with respect. Do you remember when the hat, the cover, as we call it in the Marine Corps, blew off the Marine in dress blue standing by Marine One? President Trump went over, picked up the hat, and put it back on the Marine's head. That is a good man. Okay, why do you think they call him the blue-collar billionaire? Because he's a good man. And people respect him for that. The troops respect him for that. The military voted for him in enormous numbers. In enormous numbers. So every one of these leftist idiots have proven they've learned nothing of their failures in 2024. Cackle and Cammy, the leftist idiot child, or French Laundry Gabby, it doesn't matter. The Dems continue to prove they've learned nothing in 2024 and only worry the U.S. is making sure the 15 million missing votes don't magically appear again. Be vigilant. And Bob is the one who posted that. Let's see if Bob is one of my friends. No, he's not. I will friend you.
It's not friending on X. It's following, Deben. We're not on Bookface.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Did you know the IRS received $46 billion in extra funding for enforcement and raked in a massive sum of $4.7 billion after being paid $46 billion? That's 10 times as much. Seriously, in the IRS. You know what? And Elon Musk is right. If we had a flat tax, you know what a flat tax is? That means if you make $100,000 a year, I'm just going to pull a number out of my butt. Let's say your flat tax is 10%. That's $10,000 you have to pay the government. Now, if you're retired and you have no income, you pay nothing to the United States government. You see how that works? The problem with our tax system is poor people pay nothing. Rich people are hosed so bad, they have to hire a team of accountants, tax lawyers, to try to avoid paying taxes, right? And then working men like you and I, working men and women, end up paying out their A in taxes. That's a messed up system.
That's a progressive tax system, Demon.
Yeah, there's no progress in the word progressive. There is not. There is not. The only solution is a flat tax. I don't care what it is, 10%, 15%. You could do your taxes on a 3x5 card. There would be no reason to have all these IRS agents. You could have very minimal staff, probably a tenth of what you do now. You wouldn't need a tax attorney. You wouldn't need an accountant to do your taxes. So that's why it's not going to change, because all those people are lobbying Congress critters to keep things exactly the way they are now. So that's the truth. Did you hear about backstabbing Blimpy Barr? Thanks to Juanita Broderick for posting this. Here's the Wiggy Fanny bombshell. A whistleblower's... I didn't know that was a video. I better not click on it. A whistleblower's first-hand witness testimony exposes Blimpy Barr as the architect of the Fulton County RICO. That means... you know what a RICO is? A RICO means there's a conspiracy between criminals to commit a crime. That means Blimpy Barr committed a crime by colluding, when he was Attorney General, with Wiggy Fanny. There are photos, recordings, and documents proving that Blimpy Barr met consulted with Wiggy Fanny. There are photos, recordings, and documents. Also, Armstrong Williams uses Ben Carson as an involuntary mole. That means he didn't know that. And so what did I say? I said Blimpy Barr is a sellout traitor. Maybe Blimpy Boy should ask for a pardon too. Yeah. Speaking of ask for pardons, Hank posted this. This unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt, was murdered in cold blood by rogue cop Michael Byrd. He's the capital cop that shot her dead. Murdered her in cold blood. She deserves justice. Yeah. Well, guess what? Ashley's murderer has asked the demented one for a pardon. So why, if the murderer that murdered Ashley Babbitt is not guilty, why would he ask the demented one for a pardon if he's not guilty of killing an innocent American patriot? My God, this lady was a little girl. She was like 4'11 and weighed like 90 pounds. A massive threat to a big black man, right? And he shot her in cold blood. What if it was reversed? What if a big white man shot a little black girl when she was trying to climb through the window? Unarmed. What if a white man had done that? Guess what? They'd have been burning down Washington, D.C. So that means they're racist, right? If it's okay to kill white people, then they're racist. Oh, David, how can you say that? When Daniel Penny... Look, if you attack me in the state of Texas or attack my family and I choke you out... First of all, he didn't choke him out. He just held him. He released to make sure the man was getting... he was able to live. He didn't die of asphyxiation. He died from a massive heart attack from drugs and a congenital disorder. The man was arrested in New York City like 50 times. How could you be arrested 40 or 50 times? I mean, the last time he was arrested, he smacked an Asian woman in the face. How can you punch an Asian woman in the face and get out of jail in a couple hours? How is that possible? Only in New Yorkistan. Only in Manhattan, where Alvin Soros does not prosecute crime. That's why 78% of crime in Midtown Manhattan is done by illegal aliens. Because Alvin Soros does not prosecute crimes. Got a little breakfast. Nummy. If anything, Daniel Penny should be celebrated as a hero. My Marine brother, saved people's lives on that train because they all said they felt in fear of their life. In fact, I heard another man who was interviewed on the street say, you know what? I've encountered this cray-cray dude before, and you know, I thought I was going to have to take him down. So there you have it. What is happening with drones in the Northeast? I know you've heard about it, unless you've been living under a rock. What is happening with drones in the Northeast? And here's a picture of several drones flying over New York City. The FAA Reauthorization Act of 2018 expires on December 20th of this year. How do we get Congress to increase the funding of the FAA, or at least fund the FAA? Let me tell you what the conspiracy theory is for these drones. Rumor has it that this leftist slide house is planning something big for after President Trump is inaugurated. Did you hear today that like 25 rhesus monkeys escaped in South Carolina? What do you think those monkeys were infected with? Because if they're infected with they have a new strain that they've engineered of the control of virus pandemic. Yeah, the Wuhan flu has been re-engineered to have an 80% kill rate. That's right, you heard me right. What if these monkeys were injected with the deadly form of the control of virus on purpose and then released on purpose to infect the United States of America? What if that's why these monkeys were released? The rumor has it that these drones are being trained to attack United States installations. If a drone is the size of an SUV, what size payload of munitions do you think it could carry? Now remember, during the war in Ukrainistan, Iran provided drones to the Soviet Union, and they were used in suicide missions to fly into buildings to kill people. So, do you think it's not possible that a Hellfire missile or something like it could be put on a drone to attack the American infrastructure? Rumor has it that is what's going to happen after Inauguration Day, that they're going to destroy this nation intentionally. It's kind of like, oh, I'm going to take my ball and go home, except I'm going to kill you in the process. That's what it is. I'm going to kill as many people as I can to punish you for not voting for Cackle and Cammy. Can you imagine that? Do you think they're not capable of that? Well, they were capable of releasing the control of virus pandemic from Wuhan in 2019. That's when it first hit West Texas, was like November 2019. I heard a nurse call into a radio show, and he said, hey, I work in an outpatient surgery center, and we have to cancel all of our patients because they're coming to the center infected already with some unknown disease. I first got it in March of 2020, and my ex-wife at the time got it and almost died, right? Because it attacked those who had comorbidities. I had a slight headache, slight flu-like symptoms, a little bit of a lower respiratory unrest, and she could not eat, could not drink. After 3 days, she was so dehydrated, had to take her to the emergency room. That's what happens when you have stomach problems, when you have comorbidities. That's why old people, senior citizens, died at an alarming rate. I know people, many people, I know several people that lost their loved ones because of the control of virus pandemic. That's exactly what happened, and it happened by design. Children weren't affected, and yet were forced to wear masks for months and months and years. Were forced to be injected with the control of virus poison injection. I got the poison injection, and guess what? Didn't stop me from getting the Rona. I am convinced that either the poison injection or having the Rona multiple times is the reason my immune system is not as good as it used to be. I never got sick, never. Maybe once a year I'd get an upper respiratory thing, and now it's happening 3 or 4 times a year. So you do the math. Yes, I should have never got the injection. They forced me to at work, and I caved like a frickin' house of cards. So I'm the one who's going to have to live with the consequences for that. So that's what's happening. So if they send in the drones, that's why, because it's deliberately happening. Why else do you think these idiots in the slide house, well, these drones don't belong to a foreign entity. We don't think they're a threat. Yeah, that's what the Kirby Vacuum said yesterday. That's what the transsexual spokesman said the day before. And by the way, I'm not judging her. At least she's passable. At least she's passable. I mean, she's a pretty girl. I don't have a problem if she's a transsexual. This is what I was trying to tell you in previous shows. Hey, if you want to be a transsexual woman, you need to look like Blair White, okay? That's all you got to do. And you'll make Steve a happy camper.
I hope D didn't hear that. That was just between you and I. Just between you and I.
Oh, I posted a great video on the X. You can see it at Stephen Roy Radio, since we only got 1 minute left today. But this interviewer is awesome, because she interviews two people in this video. And hey, if you trust illegals so much, is it okay if illegal aliens come into your home? Would you give this illegal alien your keys right now so they could come to your home?
Well, I don't have my key. No, I can't do that.
Well, you're a hypocrite. If you expect us as the United States to absorb 100 million illegal aliens, and they're killing, they're raping and murdering women and children, they're killing Americans to the tune of 4,000 last year. In the last year, 4,000 have been killed at the hands of illegal aliens, and hundreds of thousands are killed every year by fentanyl. So tell me, do you think that's okay? Any of your liberal friends that give you crap, that's what you ask them. So tell me, is it okay that women and children are raped and murdered? Because if you think that's okay, then we should have open borders, if that's what you think is okay. I'm looking forward to just a couple weeks until those borders are closed, hopefully permanently. Hopefully permanently. Yes, the immigration system's broken. Yes, it should be easier to come here, but you should be able to do it legally. You don't get to come here illegally and make more money than a senior citizen on Social Security. No, illegal aliens need to be cut off. No aid, no $2,000 debit cards, no phones, no housing, no Social Security, no nothing, no health care. You need to go back where you came from, or you get nothing. Do you think that would work if I went to Mexico? Do you think, yeah, come on in, we'll give you a few thousand dollars a month. Do you really think they'd do that? No, they would not. Well, that's going to do it for me today on the Stephen Roy Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, as we lead up to Christmas, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That is it for the Rumble. I will upload that and then play some more great music for you here on the Stephen Roy Show. I got some stuff queued up. Oh, I wanted to play this last week, but I didn't. And it's a great song. So let's start with this from the Electric Light Orchestra.
phone, no one's answering. Well, can't you just let it ring a little longer, longer, longer? Oh, I'll just sit tight through shadows of the night. Let it ring forevermore.
Oh my God, RFD!
Ooh! real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
RIAA Bite Me.
Denied.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all.
No!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
It is hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast, and I am he, the Stephen Roy. It is December 14th, 2024. Why? Because yesterday was Friday the 13th, and I survived it. All right, let's continue with some great music for you right here on the Stephen Roy podcast. I'm going to play some more of my favorite Christmas group. It's also Dee's favorite.
Not.
Pentatonics on the Stephen Roy Show. So let's play that for you now. Here they are.
Your baby boy is heaven's
This is RFD.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
That's Lauren Daigle on the Stephen Roy podcast. That's my favorite Christmas song of all time now. My favorite Christmas song of all time. My favorite Christmas group is Pentatonix. My favorite Christmas song is that one right there. So I'm not going to delete it. I'm going to save it for you and play it too much. Well, that's going to do it for me on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. We still have 35 minutes to go. Next song I'm dedicated to D. We made a reference to this last night. It's a great song from Billy Currington and Elevation Worship and so much more. Great stuff coming up right here on the Stephen Roy podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Thanks for listening.
old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great and beer is good. People are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew. What all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Last night.
putting the fun back in radio. This is RFD.
Your doubts to bed tonight. Lay down and let me tell you, you're the kind of once in a life. That lock it down don't come around twice. I guess what I'm saying, this heart of mine ain't playing. If you were this guitar, I'd turn it to the gates down. I'd break them all down. If you were on the other side of the world, I'd spin that thing right back around just to get to you, girl. I love the way you always go and mess me up. If you were a whiskey girl, I'd be a damn.
God, RFD.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows up strong, serves me up right.
Got their Bibles?
Yes, Nathan's going to meet us at church.
Come on, we got to go.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad, bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all
seven and one of those number nines.
Then I want $100 on a scratch off ticket, bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time on, but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station, want a 4 day, 3 night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down. See my ex-future mother-in-law.
scratch off ticket. Bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station. Won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains it pours. When it rains it pours.
As an angel, contemplate my fate. And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation let their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection. She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know to my bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it,
ooh. shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Children, may his presence go before you. What's it called?
It's called Beautiful Crazy.
Check one, two, check one.
Shall we run with a song?
What do you think, Luke?
Yeah, I think we're ready. Let's give the people what they want. This is the song they want. Scott, you're going to see me master the selfie during this.
Here we go, boys.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out, till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. How I'm such a fool. Yeah, I'm such a fool for her. Beautiful, crazy, can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, she's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
Amazing.
Cool. Thanks.
That was pretty dang solid all around.